Every few months, officials from various agencies get together for something called a revenue estimating conference to try to figure out how much money the state is taking in. There's a good reason for this. The federal government can run massive deficits, which it covers by borrowing and pushing up the national debt. But by law, the state of Michigan can only spend as much as it takes in every year. So if the revenue estimating conference shows less is coming in than originally expected, they have a problem. The lawmakers could, of course, do something to raise money quickly, like raise taxes or sell off the Upper Peninsula. Neither of those things, however, is politically possible. So instead, the governor and the legislature have to make new cuts to balance the budget. You won't be surprised to know that over the last few years, the conference has almost always found that revenues have fallen. Yesterday, the projections were, once again, not good. Michigan has gone through ups and downs before, but nearly everyone understands that this is different. Gary Olson, director of the Senate Fiscal Agency, put it this way. We've gone from being a relatively wealthy state to a non-wealthy state. This is the issue now and into the future. The state needs to face the reality of that economic decline. That reality is already there for anyone who's lost their job. By the end of next year, 895,000 Michigan jobs will have vanished since the recession started, according to University of Michigan economist George Fulton. That's one out of every five. This year, however, even those who still have jobs are likely to feel the pain. The state's problems may seem pretty abstract if you're a bureaucrat in Lansing or a professor in Ann Arbor. But their concrete reality to Bob Bruner, whose own life is pretty good. He likes hanging out in downtown Ferndale, a mostly blue-collar, working-class Detroit suburb of about 21,000 people, with a trendy downtown and a lot of sturdy homes built in the 1920s. Ferndale is one of Detroit's first bedroom communities. Bob, who's 33, both works and lives there. He has a good job, a wife and a baby daughter whom he adores, and his own home. He can even walk to work. But what makes him different from anyone else in Ferndale is that he runs the place. 3 years ago, he became one of the state's youngest city managers. But it's not a happy time. His job is mostly about managing decline. Thanks to budget shortfalls, he's trying to figure out how to eliminate a bunch of the 164 city jobs. Next year will be worse. Ferndale, like every other place, has been getting less and less discretionary revenue-sharing money from the state. This year, his town got about $1.5 million. Next year, he thinks that'll be zero. I think the politicians have already decided to do this and are just trying to make themselves not feel guilty about it. If he's right, look for more cuts. He doubts that voters would agree to raising their taxes as an alternative. Soon, residents may notice a decline in city services. That's not what's supposed to happen. People shouldn't have to think about the cost of where their sewage goes, he says. But more and more, in the reality that's today's Michigan, they may have to.